36 degrees and sunshine at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. It looks like our markets are mildly defensive overnight and this morning as well. We're seeing more of the same. Pre-holiday trade is more often than not a light and choppy affair. Crude market is up, bouncing from multi-year lows, currently up better than a dollar. Dollar trade is down about 20. Both of these influences should be a little bit supportive to our commodities trade. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system, which is a little bit of a disappointment. Current price action, December corn is down 0.75 cents at 360.5. Next March is 371.25, down 1. And next December is currently down 0.25 cents at 395.5. Looking at the soybean market, January soybeans down 4.75 cents at 876.25. July beans, 9.15¾, down 4.25. And next November is 9.26, down 3.25. Chicago wheat for December, 498.5, down 2.25. March wheat, 505.25, down 3.25. And next July is down 3.25 at 520.5. Kansas City wheat, 469.75, down 3.25. July for Kansas City is 517.5, down 3.25. Minneapolis wheat for December, up a penny at 570.75. Next March is 570.25, up a penny. And July is currently up a half a cent at 586 even. So livestock markets trade is mixed. Cattle is on the plus side, and hogs are shade weaker. Cattle on feed numbers due out a little bit later on today, about midday. As of November 1st, on feed numbers for cattle, 104.3% of a year ago. Placements, 98.8% of a year ago, and marketing's 104.2% of a year ago. Looking at the charts, corn market's kind of breaking down a little bit and made new lows for the move and currently still laying on them. The soybean market has tried to recover a little bit, but the upside is probably predicated on what we see out of Chinese news. And the wheat market has broken to new lows, and unfortunately, contract lows do seem to be a little bit of a target point, currently about 485 basis points. May develop as a gravitational pull. Looking at rhetoric about the president and Chinese presidential party, Chinese president finding common ground appears to be fading. That seems to be the focal point for the soybean market, and we're cautiously optimistic that something positive will develop. But right this minute, it's hard to say. Also, keep in mind that during the holiday trading season, markets can be kind of light and choppy. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you very much, Bill. Have a great Thanksgiving as well. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities joining us from Lafayette, Indiana this morning. It's 8:59. A quick check of current conditions here in Urbana. Sunshine, 36 degrees. 32 degrees in Bloomington Normal, 33 in Decatur, 32 degrees in Danville, 36 in Charleston, Mattoon, and 34 in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny skies today. Look for a high around 42 degrees with a southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, dropping to a low of 27 degrees. Northeast wind 5 to 10. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow and a high of 47 degrees. Looking ahead to Friday, partly cloudy. Chance of rain late in the day and a high of 50 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.